Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And I guess it is a great day when we are not deluged by bad, alarming, frightening news. That is a problem in itself. It's not because of media bias that is either left-wing or right-wing or down the middle. That's not the point. The point is there is a built-in bias to the entire media structure to give badly disturbing, alarming news and to make that the precedent because people are more likely to tune in. It's the same way, and the easiest way to visualize it is if a plane lands safely and on time, it's never news. You never hear about that. And 99.9999% of the time, that's what happens. Okay, maybe not the on-time part, but the planes arrive safely. And you never hear about that in the news. When you hear about something, it's when something goes terribly, terribly wrong. And that helps to explain a very clever column that I just alluded to. It's by Derek Thompson. And it's posted over at Atlantic. And he basically titles the column, "Everything is Terrible, But I'm Fine." And I wrote about something very much like this years ago, back in 1992, when my book Hollywood versus America came out. There's a chapter in there that at the time there was a very popular best-selling book that said, "I'm okay, you're okay." And basically, you were supposed to recognize that things were okay with people around you. "I'm okay, you're okay." That's a way to look at the world. And I wrote a chapter that said, "I'm okay, but you're terrible." And which is the way that most Americans felt. Is, in other words, there's this anomaly in polling where you would ask people, "What do you think of your kid's school?" And most parents who send their kids to school, honest to God, it's the overwhelming majority, some 70%, think that the school that their kids go to is great. When it comes to doctors, I mean, yes, this is a terrible thing on a day after a doctor was murdered by a dissatisfied patient who also shot three other people he had no connection with. But, okay, when you ask people, "What do you think about your medical care, the medical care that you get?" People always say, "Oh, my doctor is the best. He's such a prince. He's so kind. He goes out." And by the way, this has been my experience. When I've received medical care, I have doctors who saved my life when I had cancer. And I think very well of them. And frankly, thinking well of them helps you heal. It really does. Having confidence in your medical practitioners is a good thing, not a stupid thing. It's beneficial. But here is basically the reason that people have such a difference between their own lives and measuring their own lives and their levels of personal happiness or satisfaction or confidence and what they feel about the nation at large. Derek Thompson writes, "Everything is terrible, but I'm fine." And he tells a story. In May, the Federal Reserve published a report on the economic well-being of American households. This is back in 2021. And that survey is infamous for revealing in 2013 that half of Americans say they couldn't cover a $400 emergency with spare cash. A cover story at Atlantic Magazine called it the secret shame of the middle class. But in 2021... the findings were actually surprisingly positive, especially given the relentless, heart-rending punishment that is the 2020s news cycle. Self-reported financial well-being, this is in 2021, increased to the highest percentage in the 9-year history of the survey. As for that $400 emergency payment, more than two-thirds of adults now say they could make that. This key measure of financial security improved 40% during a pandemic. Now, here's where things get really weird. And Derek Thompson writes that the Fed also asked people, all Americans that they were surveying, how they felt about the local and national economy. And though the number of Americans who said they personally were doing at least okay, that number actually rose slightly from 2019 to 2021. Their evaluation of the national economy plummeted at that time frame. If this graph were a bumper sticker, it would read, everything is terrible, but I'm fine. How can this be? And then it's a global phenomenon. Ipsos, which is a global market research company, has a survey called Perils of Perception, which asks people in dozens of countries all around to report their own happiness and to guess the average happiness of their fellow citizens. And in every country in that survey, people self-report much higher happiness than they guess other people feel. In other words, they think, me, my family, where I live, my neighborhood, my job, my school, my doctor, my congressmen even, who keep getting reelected, and they do. Most congressmen always get reelected. When this happens, it happens because people are satisfied with their lives. They're optimistic. They're grateful. Rather than tormented or insecure or desperate. Most people are, not everyone. But this is part of the American national character. And at the extreme were South Koreans in this survey, international survey. They estimate that 25% of South Koreans are happy. Whereas how many people say they are personally happy? It's over 90%. Very happy or rather happy. The perception gap in the U.S. is smaller and close to the international average. Americans estimate, when you ask them, that 50% of other Americans are happy. But over 90% of them say they are actually happy. Okay, this is weird. And what does it reflect? What it reflects is that when people think about their own lives, they can make a judgment. They have direct experience. They know about their own job. They know about their own financial status. They have a pretty good grip on what their own future is going to be. You don't know what's going on in your neighbor's house. In other words, this also goes to the state of marriages. When people are asked about the institution of marriage, they will always say the institution of marriage is in terrible trouble. But the percentage of people who say that they are either happy or very happy or totally satisfied with their own marriage, that is up in the 80s. It's the overwhelming majority of people. And again, being a little bit more in touch with this is a good way to go. The Derek Thompson writes this. I have a final theory of what's going on here. With greater access to news on social media and the internet, Americans are more deluged than ever before by depressing stories. Yes, that's exactly right. And the news cycle really can be pretty depressing. This is leading to a kind of permagloom about the state of the world, even as we maintain a certain resilience about the things that we have the most control over. Beyond the diverse array of daily challenges that Americans face, many of us seem to be suffering from something related to the German concept of Weltschmerz, which means world pain or world sadness. It's media schmerz, a sadness about the news cycle and news media, which is distinct from the experience of our everyday life. I'm not entirely sure if I think this is good or bad. It simply is. Individual hope and national despair are not contradictions. For now, they form the double helix of the American spirit. What is to be done about that regarding foreign policy, college debt, and more? We'll talk about it. Come coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Crusader.
Radio jockeys like you are going to create more radical women. This is exactly why women become feminists, because they can't get a word in edgewise.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like ridiculous.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
An endorsement for the show from Amber Heard right there. Actually, it's not. I don't want... That was a joke or an attempt at humor. And I know it may be too soon for all of those Amber Heard fans who were disappointed at the verdict yesterday from the trial of the century, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. Very delighted that we don't need to cover that anymore. I will also be delighted when we won't need to cover the Ukraine war anymore, because so much of the news is tragic and it's destructive. And one of the things I think about, and anybody who's a homeowner, you've got to think about it the same way. It's a lot of hassle and effort to maintain your home, to keep it from breaking down just naturally, and that's without Russian bombs being dropped on where you live. And I think about literally the millions of homes that people have in Ukraine that have been wrecked, and the rebuilding, the level of rebuilding that is going to be necessary. And one of the things that I do give the Biden administration some credit for is they have made a commitment not only to provide the weapons that are necessary to defend the nation of Ukraine, but also promised help to rebuilding some of the devastation when this war is over. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States, also talked about some of the missile systems that the U.S. is sending to Ukraine, talking about what they are and what they can do and what they are not and what they won't do. Listen, clip four.
The Ukrainians have given us assurances that they will not use these systems against targets on Russian territory. There is a strong trust bond between Ukraine and the United States, as well as with our allies and partners. I would say that it's not so much a question of deterring Russia at this point, because they have committed the aggression and they're pursuing it. What we are working to do, and the Secretary General said this very eloquently, is to make sure that the Ukrainians have in hand what they need to defend against this aggression, to repel it, to push it back, and as well, and as a result, to make sure that they have the strongest possible hand at any negotiating table that emerges. And I agree with the Secretary General that eventually that is what is likely to happen. We can't say when. We can't say exactly how. What we can say is what we will do to make sure that Ukraine has the means to defend itself and has the strongest possible hand.
And by the way, some of these missile systems, rocket systems, are very important for when the war is over. Because anyone who thinks that Vladimir Putin knew, by the way, accounts from the British press suggesting he has been receiving very serious cancer treatment, this cannot be verified, and who knows. But when the war is over, or even tamped down, if anyone believes that Putin would not try anything else to undermine Ukraine or to try to, as he said, decapitate the government, I think that's naive. The Undersecretary of Defense, whose name is Colin Kahl, said this about the new systems that we're sending to Ukraine, 4.5.
These are critical capabilities to help the Ukrainians repel the Russian offensive in the east. One such need is the high-mobility artillery rocket system I just mentioned, which responds to Ukraine's top priority ask. This system will provide Ukraine with additional precision in targeting at range. The Ukrainians have given us assurances that they will use this system for defensive purposes only. They have the right, as a sovereign nation, to defend their territory. They didn't start this war. The Russians did. And the Russians are on the offensive. If the Ukrainians are pushing them back from Ukrainian territory, so, for example, the Ukrainians made a recent push into Kherson. If they push back along the line of contact in the Donbass, we would consider that defensive.
Okay, and clearly it is defensive for them to have control of their own territory that is legally theirs, that is internationally recognized, and was signed on to by Russia way back in 1991. It's extraordinary that there are still people out there who don't see the massive danger of allowing any of this Russian aggression to succeed. And he was talking about weapon systems and the use of weapon systems. We got an email, and I'm just going to read it and share it with you because maybe this will be very important and inspiring information for some listeners out there. This is from William in Olympia, Washington, and he writes, "Today you and a caller both implied that an AR-15 was a caliber and bullet with ballistics much more powerful than necessary. The caller spoke of a relative who wouldn't use this bullet in hunting because of the likelihood of meat spoilage. The AR-15 is a 223 caliber 5.56 millimeter projectile. As a hunter, I use a 7 millimeter Weatherby Magnum. Other reasonable folks use a 300 Winchester Magnum. Both have heavier bullets with greater velocity and more energy. Meat wastage, not an issue. The 2.23 caliber is actually inadequate for big game. Your discussion was ignorant, both caller and commentator. Don't shoot from the hip." Okay. I'm not sure what he is saying here. I guess he is saying that the AR-15 was not intended for hunting big game. So if what he's saying is that, then doesn't that underline the case for its limited utility other than for shooting people? It's just one of those things, William. I'm glad you informed us all, and you certainly have a greater knowledge of hunting for big game than I do. The closest I've come to hunting big game is trying to fire some pellet gun bullets to discourage raccoons from coming onto our property. And yes, I believe that same caller you were talking about was talking about having used various weapons to repel raccoon invasions. This came in from Bill in Ballard. Bill says, "You're right, we are the greatest nation on God's green earth. Greatest in mass shootings, school shootings, inflation, homelessness, student debt, gas prices, climate polluters, gun ownership, road rage, mental illness, school dropout. Shall I continue? We lead the world in so many awful issues and rank last in areas that make most nations normal, ideal, safe, and strong. Let's be honest and not lie." Okay, we'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting in which 10 people were killed pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate in the first degree has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if in fact the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight regarding gun violence, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
There is no place that's better, more fun, or safer than
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, responding to an email that came in from Bill in Ballard. And for people who don't know, Ballard, one of the absolutely rising and improving and more livable neighborhoods in the city of Seattle. Ballard used to be a separate city. It was grew up traditionally as a city that had a heavy majority of Norwegian immigrants, and they still have the second largest celebration in Ballard, Washington, now part of the city of Seattle, second largest celebration on planet Earth of Constitution Day, the 17th of May, which is the Norwegian national holiday. Anyway, to just go back to what Bill says, that we're the greatest nation on God's green earth, greatest in mass shootings, school shootings, inflation, homelessness. By the way, the inflation, it's simply not true. There are many other nations, including some that are very powerful, very prosperous, that have worse inflation than we do, particularly nations in Latin America. In any event, homelessness, student debt, gas prices, climate polluters, gun ownership, road rage, mental illness, school dropouts, shall I continue? We lead the world in so many awful issues and rank last in areas that make most nations normal, ideal, safe, and strong. Let us be honest and not lie that America is great, effective, and exceptional. Wake up! And then 3 exclamation points, signed Bill in Ballard. Look, one of the things, and I was talking with Jeremy about this, and yes, I talk to Jeremy a lot. It's, you know, part of the way we do this show every day is we talk about stuff before the show. And one of the things that we both had the same reaction is it's really very tough to go to downtown Seattle these days. And to come into downtown and not to feel a little bit of the sting of what Bill is saying. I mean, things have gotten profoundly worse, not better. And there has been some hope. It hasn't actually been realized entirely that a new mayor, a new city attorney, maybe some new leadership on the city council finally will change that. Because it all has to do with the crapification of a beautiful city. It used to be when we moved here and we would be visited by some of our old friends from California, I'd take them around and take them downtown. Look at this! Nice, clean city! And there are beautiful parks and there are beautiful trees and there isn't the same kind of trash everywhere and the same kind of graffiti everywhere that you see in other cities. Well, that's not true today. I mean, and the worst part of it is that people seem to have given up. And I thought that we were going to get rallied maybe a little bit by the new mayor, Bruce Harrell, and I know he's trying, and some of the homeless camps have been cleared up, but it's still, it's just, and by the way, and it's not just Seattle, and it's not just the United States. I was shocked, by the way, when I first spent time in Berlin. It was about 10 years ago. And I spent a week doing a project in Berlin. It was a movie-based project. And it was shocking to me that this great and historic city and one of the leading cities in the world, there's graffiti everywhere. And the inability to do something about that, to try to at least address the problem, it's just incredibly depressing and maddening. But does that make America worse than other places? Does that make us not a great nation? One of the things that I think is worth at least imagining is imagine what the world would be like if America weren't there to save the world, to save the world against Nazism, to save the world against Japanese militarism, to save the world against communism, and to win the Cold War. And why do you think it is, and this is something that people can't answer, people who believe that America is just going down, it's horrible, it's miserable. First of all, why do you stay if it's so miserable? And secondly, where would you go? And third, and most important, why do so many people around the world, they would prefer to come to America? And it's not just because of the weather, because, yes, weather is, part of the year there's miserable weather in all sorts of different places and parts of the United States. That's not why they come. They come because the national experience, and I was moved by reading, remember Fiona Hill, who was a foreign policy, national security aide in both the Obama and the Trump administration, and she was a Brit, and she had come over here because America was such a consequential nation that the future of the world was going to be determined here. And there are all sorts of reasons. Our openness, our ability to get along. If you look at the changes And this is why this entire thing that's going on with California, with Governor Newsom and the legislature now pushing and pushing and pushing for reparations and investigations and figuring out how much money and what kind of money. The best form of reparations is correcting the problems, and we have. Anyone who came from the United States, say, in 1950, looking at what the United States was then and to where we are now. I mean, in 1950, it was still a novelty. They had just desegregated baseball, for goodness sake. And now we take that for granted. We take interracial marriage for granted with almost total acceptance. The country is in many ways different and better, and the total collapse of the American family that lots of people have been anticipating, it's not the case. And again, you can see that in the statistics when you ask people about their own lives. And I would imagine that most of the people who are listening to me right now, and not just because you're a self-selecting group who will put up with Michael Medved, but because that's who Americans are. Most of the people listening to me right now, if you look at your own life and you look at what you can enjoy in terms of choices and enriching experiences and opportunities of every kind compared to where your grandparents were or your great-grandparents or, in most cases, your parents. Look, this is a remarkable country. It's a remarkable country to wake up in and to consider some of your opportunities. And just to use one of the things that Bill and Ballard was writing about that was so terrible was student debt. The idea of student debt is a function of the fact that for people who choose to go to college, it's vastly more possible today. The percentage of Americans who actually achieve a four-year college degree for whatever that's worth, and it can be worth different things. The Biden administration is now forgiving student debt. I don't think that's appropriate, and I don't think that all the student debt that we have incurred should be the government's bill, because not everybody chooses to take out that debt or to follow that path, nor should they. And the idea is that to have the government pay for people when there are literally millions upon millions of others who have made their own payments and repaid their own debt, it's really not a good idea. In fact, a leading businessman talks about what a terrible idea it is. We will get to that coming up. And also a pretty great movie that's just released. We'll talk about that, too, and more coming up on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a comment that was made on the show Shark Tank by one of the co-hosts, who's a businessman named Kevin O'Leary, who's Canadian, I believe. And he was talking about the Biden administration's decision to forgive $5.8 billion in debt to those who paid money to a for-profit educational operation of dubious nature known as Corinthian College. Here's what Kevin O'Leary had to say about the fairness and wisdom of this idea. Listen.
We just printed $4.5 trillion over the last 2.5 years. We have helped everybody. This has nothing to do with gender or race. It has to do with equity. It's simply not fair. This idea is un-American by any measure. Everybody's uncomfortable with this. I can't find anybody that likes this idea. And I know, and I'm guessing right now, within the White House, as they discuss this going into the midterm, somebody's going to say, Mr. President, let's punt this. This is a horrible idea. Let's deal with it on the other side. Imagine the membership of the Democratic Party fighting these races. They're razor close and giving their competitor this manna from heaven. This is crazy. It's just politically insane. It's a kamikaze idea. Now is the wrong time for this. And by the way, there's never going to be a good time for this. This is un-American. There's no free money. That doesn't work this way. It's unfair to people that didn't go to college. You're asking people that never went to college to pay for this. It comes off their income tax. It's just wrong.
And it's in many cases not just paying for people to go to college. It is paying for people to go to college who never graduate, who are wasting the money by any sense at all. In other words, if you are undertaking a task and you're getting people to invest in you because that task will be beneficial, what is the benefit of sending someone to college to accumulate debt, and a lot of it, without a degree? And this is really part of the problem that needs more focus. I'll tell you something else that needs more focus, and we do talk about this all the time, which is public safety. Portland, Oregon, they just did a report of what business owners have been going through since the Defund the Police program and all of the public pressure of demonstrations and violence and trashing statues and trashing government buildings and trashing the entire city. With that going on ever since the launching of protests following the death of George Floyd. Right now, clip 11.
I'm not safe. I'm just not safe.
Sonia Bellini has owned her store Bellini's in Northwest Portland for decades.
And especially the last year, it's gotten really crazy. This last 6 months has even gotten worse. I've had my window smashed. I've been broken into. I've come to see homeless in the corner defecating all over the area there. It's really gotten quite bad.
She blames the new meth experts believe is now in Portland, as well as the surge of fentanyl and other drugs in the area for these issues. But she says city commissioners are failing Portlanders for not getting the problems under control.
The, you know, whole Defund Police just made us more vulnerable.
Made us all vulnerable with no accountability. Listen.
Emily Ballas manages Arc'teryx on Northwest 23rd Avenue. They're about to replace this graffitied window. They also say theft has been a problem, and they tell me they had to replace the lock 4 times because people kept breaking it. She made the decision to hire armed security recently after an incident in the store.
In the middle of May, a gentleman came in here and pulled a knife on one of my employees. Called 911, you know, quite a long response time. I totally understand. They are really understaffed.
Portland police said this weekend they were stretched thin, responding to several shootings. They told us lower priority 911 calls may have had to wait longer for responses because of that. Eric Joseph lives nearby. He gets that homicides and shootings take priority over some of the problems business owners are dealing with here, but he's still concerned about what he sees.
If people are vandalizing windows and then they target breaking a window, then they target going into a store and stealing, and they're like not, they know that the responses aren't happening, they're not getting in trouble or being held accountable, that is not good because then people get more brazen.
They do, and people in Oregon really are are not different people. They're not from another planet. And people are trying to run a business and to keep the economy working and to keep a city functioning and to keep Portland being the kind of city that somebody might want to live in, actually. With all of that to just be flushed down the drain by this incompetent view of basically tolerating every sort of disorder. It's time to start repairing those broken windows. And that goes to the broken window theory, which really does have to do with the crime rate and more serious crime rate. There's also something that was just in the Wall Street Journal today, and it's important. It says Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who was contemplating a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, said he wants his party to show more independence and to break away from former President Donald Trump's hold. This is right after Trump has now insisted that he thinks that the Georgia primary election was a fraud, but we'll leave that alone. Governor Hutchinson said the next presidential campaign will define the future of our party and we will be in a state of flux until then. He said that with a meeting with the editors of the Wall Street Journal's headquarters Tuesday. There's a significant amount of our base, he says, that is happy with an off-ramp from the Trump train. The governor said he hopes to travel later this year to Iowa, where Republicans plan to host their first nominating contest of the 2024 presidential election cycle in late April of next year. He spoke in Actually, in late April of this year, Hutchinson spoke in New Hampshire, where the party is expected to hold its second nominating contest. Hutchinson, 71, has held his current job as governor of Arkansas since 2015, and he's barred by term limits from seeking re-election. He previously served in the House of Representatives and is director of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and is the current chair of the National Governors Association. Look, it's interesting. We'll be speaking to somebody else who seems to have presidential ambitions, Chris Christie, who will respond on our show to some of the recent criticism he has received from former President Trump. Christie slaps back. Meanwhile, you won't be slapping. You might be slap happy, in fact, with a new movie. It's a romantic comedy called The Valet. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Mexican actor Eugenio Derbez, who was so good as the high school teacher in Coda, now plays a parking attendant who gets an irresistible offer in The Valet. Now streaming on Hulu.
The famous actress?
Yes.
The beautiful one?
Yes. And she'll pretend to be in love with you.
How much do I have to pay?
No, we pay you.
Well, that beautiful actress is trying to cover up her scandalous affair with a married tycoon, and she's radiantly well played by the fantastic Australian star Samara Weaving. This warm-hearted remake of a recent French film is even better than the original, with abundant humor and tart observations about diversity, gentrification, upward mobility, and Latino identity. It's rated PG-13 for loads of sex references, most of them very amusing. 3 stars for the engaging and appealing The Valet. And it really is a great deal of fun, and with a family, actually, that you can like and believe in at its very core. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Governor Chris Christie discussing now claims of fraud in the recent Georgia primary that Governor Kemp won so handily. We will talk about that and more. The whole idea of election security and fraud. Also, a national report showing that there have been 1.3 million students leaving public schools since the pandemic began. What does that mean? Plus some interesting movies about war, one World War I, one World War II. That and much more to cover and review in this greatest nation, yes, on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.